Hi, and welcome to Leading with Heart, a podcast where we explore the transformative power of leadership, grounding in empathy, courage, and connection. I'm Pamela Peoples, and in this episode, we'll be diving into how compassionate leadership can dramatically influence organizational culture and reshape workplace dynamics for the better. Before we get started into this week's episode, I just wanted to briefly share some information about who I am. As I noted, my name is Pamela Peoples. I'm a licensed clinical social worker with over 30 years of experience in the field of behavioral and mental health. I am currently in private practice as an owner. I hold additionally a position as a school social worker. I hold additional certifications as a social work clinical supervisor and a certified clinical trauma professional. I tell my clients all the time, my profession is my passion, and I'm grateful to marry the two together. So let's get into it. So what is compassionate leadership? Well, compassionate leadership isn't just about being nice. It's about being attuned to the needs of others, recognizing others' suffering or challenges, or taking thoughtful action to support and uplift your team. It blends emotional intelligence with accountability, creating a leadership style that is both human and effective. This model stands in stark contrast to what we traditionally know as top-down management, which only emphasizes productivity over people. Compassionate leadership knows that sustainable performance comes through people, not at the expense of them. I can remember in my years of work experience having worked in a top-down type of management, and I can tell you, burnout was always quickly at the door. As I grew professionally, I saw where as a team or as a culture, we were more disjointed. Everybody was very individualized as opposed to having a team concept and wanting to help each other. As I grew in my work experience and started to experience a few leaders that were more compassionate and used very active listening and working with those individuals that they supervise, I saw a stark difference. You know, workers were more excited about coming to work. I was one of them. I was excited about coming to work because I felt like I was seen, I was heard, and more importantly, I was appreciated. So that same compassion that was given to me made it very easy for me to then give compassion to those that I serve because I felt like our hearts were attuned. We were all attuned for the one common goal of serving others. So again, compassionate leadership is contagious, but it's very effective in my experience. So what is the impact on the organizational culture? As I mentioned, when leaders show up with compassion, they model behavior that signals safety, trust, and respect. And I can't emphasize that enough, that when leaders show up with compassion, they model behaviors that signal to those that they lead safety, trust, and respect. The greatest ripple effect, teams feel more empowered to communicate honestly, admit mistakes, and offer support to one another. Research has shown that compassionate leadership cultivates psychological safety, a key driver in innovation, resilience, and engagement. It reduces burnout, as I said before, and turnover while increasing employer satisfaction and loyalty. In other words, compassion is not just a soft skill, it's a strategic asset. I know in environments, as I was stating before, when I felt that there was an environment that cultivated safety and trust and respect, especially from my leaders, especially from my supervisors, that's when I felt the greatest amount of growth. I felt a more a camaraderie in working with other entities within the organization, because I felt, again, safe and free to express myself, to be honest about what was working, what wasn't working. I didn't feel the punitive pressure that you do from a top-down approach. So again, this is the real asset when you're looking at organizational culture. So let's look at workplace dynamics and how it shifts. Under compassionate leadership, power dynamics begin to shift. Hierarchies flatten. Collaboration becomes more organic. You'll often find that teams become more inclusive and emotionally intelligent. Conflicts are approached with curiosity instead of blame, and performance management becomes about growth rather than punishment. Compassion doesn't mean avoiding tough conversations. Quite the contrary, it invites it. It means approaching them with dignity and willingness to understand versus giving the approach of punitive or not feeling safe in expressing yourself, as I previously stated. That creates a healthier feedback loop and ultimately a stronger organization. And it empowers the worker to feel like, in that time of safety, in that time of reflection and being very open and feeling safe, that that's where their growth is. You feel comfortable in growing and asking questions and not feeling as if there is going to be some negative feedback or there's going to be some repercussion or seeing this again somewhere down the road, maybe in a performance evaluation. So again, what can you do to lead compassionately? Start by listening deeply. Recognize stress or struggle before it turns into disengagement. Offer support, not just solutions. And most importantly, model the behavior you want to see. I can't stress that enough. When employees see their leaders or when team members see others modeling, it is what the ultimate goal is in compassion. This becomes contagious because when leadership starts with compassion, everything else starts to change. That's one of the things that you want to remember. And I'll say it again. When leadership starts with compassion, everything else starts to change. So again, I want to thank you for this time that we've spent together where you were listening to Leading with Heart. If this episode sparks something in you, share it with a colleague or team member. Until next time, lead boldly, lead kindly, and most importantly, lead with compassion.